What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Rob Tremble here, St. Francis Red Flash out of the NEC, won a big tournament game up there at Central Connecticut State. Played a lot of close games later. We'll talk about that here on the show here. Coach, good to talk to you, man. How are things going up there for you guys in Pennsylvania, man?
Everything is great. You know, it's not Atlanta weather, down south weather, but it's sunny and 60 degrees here in Loretto, Pennsylvania. And this time of the year, that's a heat wave. Everything is going well.
Yes, sir. Coach, you know, it's funny tonight, man. We got the South is going to do what the South does. It's 77 degrees right now, but tonight, tornado watches.
Well, hey, listen, right now, this time of the year, there could be snowing in the mountains of Pennsylvania, so we're grateful that we got 60 degrees. God is good.
I hear that, Coach, 100%, man. And Coach, for you, man, how's it feel so good for you to win this for your university, your alma mater, where you played at? You've been here since 1996. That's rare in today's college basketball environment, any environment, actually, somewhere almost 34 years. So how's it feel for you knowing that you've been a lifer here at St. Francis, seeing this success you all had this season?
It's been very hectic, you know, the last couple of days. But, you know, the success, you know, success from the outside world, when you talk about sports, wins and losses and championships, right? So I know that the external judges that part of it, just like you judge a player by points, rebounds, and assists. But as a coach, there's so many other rewarding moments that, yes, don't get me wrong, this is special, okay? But for me, the LIU game, three of our former players came back and watched that, and three guys that were with me during my first year as a head coach. Earl Brown, who was most improved from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, then became first team all-conference, brought his son into the locker room with us after the game, and he was the one that broke the huddle down for us. You know, so to see Earl as a young 18 to 22-year-old have success on the court, and now to see him have success as a father, those are successes that, over the course of my 13 years and even as an assistant, they're immeasurable. This one can't be measured, right? It's the first time in 34 years we've won a championship. And I know that modern day success in the college basketball world is judged by championships. But, you know, St. Francis has a long history and tradition before that. Maurice Stokes put St. Francis on the map back in the 50s. And then Kevin Porter and Norm Van Leer continued that golden era of basketball into the 70s. So there's such a tradition and there's such a passion for St. Francis basketball that, you know, when you have a game like this, people have been supportive my entire time here, but it just amplifies it because of, you know, what it means to so many people.
100%, Coach. I want to ask you about the sacrifice, because from the managers to the strength and conditioning coaches to the compliance people, academic advisors, the tutors, all these folks around this program that people don't think about or see, give up a little bit of themselves to help make sure you're successful on the court and off the court. Talk about those people and what this meant for them as well, sacrifices that you all have made for this moment you all have right now.
And that's the thing about the college experience. It's not just about the basketball coaches. There's so many people around our players that impact their success. The strength coach is so important. The trainers are so important. And we're fortunate to have great trainers and a great strength coach. Our academic support people, obviously they're student athletes. So if they're not getting good grades, they can't do the great things on the basketball court. And one of the unsung heroes, especially for us, our pep band and our cheer and dance team, our pep band is unbelievable. And for us, a tiny school in the hills of Pennsylvania, one of the smallest Division I schools in the country, our pep band is phenomenal. And you know what they did for us traveling. Well, first of all, they had to be at a women's basketball game. Their first round tournament game was Monday in Loretto, PA. Tuesday, they drive all the way up to New Britain, Connecticut, about a 6.5-hour ride, and pour their hearts out at an opposing gym and were phenomenal during the regular season. But in the conference championship, that sacrifice that they made as students to come all the way up, and then they flipped right back around and came back to campus and went to class Wednesday morning. That's the stuff that they got a little bit of pub because of the way they were in the game and the passion that they brought. But you're spot on. This isn't just about basketball. And that's why I love college athletics, because there's so many people around our young guys to help make them successful.
And Coach, I've seen it from a young man, because my dad's a high school coach here in Atlanta. So I see all the young men who text him, their weddings, their marriages, he got a new job. So I see it from my dad's perspective, from him being a coach of high school players, come back to him, how he's supporting those young men. Now, I'm his only son, his only real child, per se, but all the friends he had, they still reach out to him to this day and ask him for advice, and he helps them and guides them along their path. So you're so right about that, Coach, about the relationship that you build and how it's a village to help these young men become successful citizens within our society.
Yep. And just like, you know, your dad, you mentioned the word relationships. And back when I got this job 13 years ago, I knew I wasn't going to out-recruit anybody. We weren't very good at the time, and I was still a relatively young coach. I wasn't going to out-coach anybody because, you know, you have all these ideas in your brain that this play is going to work, but I still didn't know how to maneuver a game yet. I was an assistant. It's different when you move over. Eric Taylor, who was a former teammate of mine, he was 2 years older, went on and had a great professional career. He was the first guy that I called when I got the job. I said, come on, man, let's get the alma mater. Let's do our best to try to win a championship. And Eric was with me for 12 years and stepped away to pursue some other opportunities in his professional life, in his business world. But we wanted to become the best at developing relationships. And from that focus, our development has been at the heart of what we believe the college experience is about. Developing players, no question. That's as basketball coaches, we want to develop players. Developing students, you're a student athlete. We want guys to have the skills that when they leave here, will carry them into the next phase. But more importantly, developing people. And the way you do that is to build meaningful relationships. And that's the thing that I struggle so much right now with the current landscape of college athletics. The word development and relationships are both long-term concepts. Meaningful relationships don't happen in 6 months. Meaningful relationships don't happen in 1 year. Meaningful relationships year after year after year, the more you can stack, the more meaningful they come. And development, the same thing. The more you're with somebody, or the more you can you build the trust in that relationship, that's how you help develop young men. Now, I'm by no way trying to replace one of our guys' mothers, fathers, aunts, uncles, people that raised them for the first 18 years of their lives. But all we want to do is try to plant a seed, maybe two seeds, so that when they leave our care, they're better people because they were with us. But it all comes down to that word development and developing relationships that, yes, they're going to remember Tuesday night and winning the championship. But just like they're going to remember that, I want them to remember the relationships and the road trips and the things that we did off the court, because that's going to strengthen that bond that when they get, I don't care how much technology changes, I don't care how much the world changes, human beings love relationships. We're more empowered when we have meaningful relationships. And it's just, you know, it scares me a little bit about today's youth, because there's such that quick fix, money, next opportunity, move. No, build meaningful relationships with people, not for a selfish reason, but because it allows you to help people. It allows you to get through tough times. It allows you to, you know, grow as a person by being around people that care about you, that want to be great. And it's, you know, it's very rewarding, like you said, like your dad experienced, you know, to see these kids grow up and be husbands and fathers and professionals.
You know what, Coach? I've been doing this show for 13 years, Coach, and it's nothing warns me to be able to come see a coach and go cheer for you in person. You know, when I'm not with the Hawks, or when I can make it work, you know, and just be able to touch me in person, not just on a Zoom call, you know. Yeah. I love it about my radio show, and that's something that I'm able to do with guests I have that come play in Atlanta or we're near somewhere. So I'm about relationships. I hate people who are transactional, Coach, and there are some coaches in this business who only call me when they want something, and it angers me, or they call me when they want to ask about a player from Georgia, never to ask me how are you doing or how's the show doing or you know about this player, and they know who they are. I'm not saying any name. I'll tell you offline, but it's like that irks me because it's transactional. It's not real. And I'm about real relationships, and I'm not about transactional stuff. I want to be a lifetime friend, not just a come on my show or I get you a player.
That's it. That's it. And you use that word transactional. I think that's what it is right now. But I think deep down inside these kids, deep down inside young people, they're still starving for a relationship and a meaningful relationship. We promise three things at St. Francis when we have recruits, whether you're a walk-on or scholarship. You have the opportunity to play Division I basketball. I don't promise playing time. The best players are going to play. The five guys who play the best, they will play. I don't care if you're a walk-on. I don't care if you're from another country. I don't. It doesn't matter. It's junior, senior, it doesn't matter. You have an opportunity. The other thing is you have an opportunity to get a great education. 99% of the students that leave St. Francis within 6 to 9 months are either employed or in graduate school. The diploma means something. The last thing is you're going to be around good people. And being around good people is not just the basketball world. It's the professors. It's the people in the maintenance, the cafeteria. Because college is a struggle. You're going to struggle in college. It's going to be hard. At some point in your time, maybe you're away from home. Maybe you're not playing well. School's tough. Being around good people doesn't minimize the chances of struggle. What it does is it allows you to get through that struggle a little bit easier because you're around people that care about you. I mean, think about your times in life where you struggled, right? It's easier to overcome those struggles when you got people around you that care about you and aren't coming in and out of your life because they need something for you or from you. And that's what I want our guys to, I want them to embrace that. I want them to understand that when they're 50 years old, the games matter. They do. We're competitors. We want to win. But you know what? My younger son is named after the guy who hosted me on my official visit 30 years ago. And he's still, I mean, he lives down the road from me. He's a Clevelander, ended up coming here to teach high school and has impacted people. He came over yesterday and gave me a huge hug. Said, I love you, man. Thank you. We never made it as players, but I'm living through you guys. This is so exciting. And that's, you know, that's what I want for our guys. I want them to be all conference players, but I want them to be even better people.
100%, because that's what when the ball stops, it's about living that life out the ball, and you got the right mindset, kind of like my father does. And Coach, I got to ask you, man, you played 3 overtime games in a row, and then won 3 games in the tournament by 3 points. That's a heck of a 6-game ride, man, with the threes being like the main number, man. Have you ever controlled up something like this in your life, Coach?
Hey, you can see me on the screen. I don't have much hair left to lose, man. Like these last 6 games, it's, you know, maybe I've lost 10 pounds or something because I have nothing left on the dome to lose because, hey, you know, 3 straight overtime games. And how about this? I'm sitting there saying, all right, the Wagner game in the first round of the playoffs, here we go again. We're gonna go into overtime. And then we go to LIU, and I'm thinking, all right, maybe 4 out of 5. Here we go. Let's go to overtime. Why not? But you know what the cool thing is? To see our guys respond in that moment. So fast forward to the Central Connecticut game. We said, just get to the 4-minute media timeout of the second half. Let it be a game, and we're going to win it, right? Because we've been here before. They had that composure. They had that confidence. They had that belief. And lo and behold, we get to the fight. It was 3:41 on the clock. I go into the huddle and I say, guys, this is what we asked for. Go win the game. And we were fortunate enough to come out, you know, 3 points on top. And in what was a rock fight, we set basketball, offensive basketball back about 50 years. But the old adage of defense wins championships was on full display last Tuesday in New Britain, Connecticut.
No doubt, Coach, just watching your guys make those big stops, big plays, watching the effort to rotate, block out. I mean, you can just see those things. I'm watching the game with my dad, and he's calling them out. I'm like, I see you. I'm with you, Bob. So, my good coach, my dad was locked in. He was into
it. He's got to be old school. He probably likes those rock fights, right? You know, just
yes.
Blocking. We had a jersey. One of our guys got his jersey ripped off. I mean, it was a good old-fashioned – you know, street fight, just the, you know, and in a good way. I have a ton of respect for Pat Sellers. He's a great, tremendous coach, tremendous person. They had an unbelievable squad. They had the longest winning streak in Division I basketball. And I told our guys, listen, this isn't the NBA playoffs. We don't have to win. It's not a best of five series. We just have to be better than them for 40 minutes. That's it. 40 minutes tonight, 7 o'clock, find a way. And what a basketball game. If you didn't have a rooting interest, that place was electric. It was loud. It was energetic. It was a great college basketball atmosphere. And if you didn't care who won and you just happened to stumble across New Britain, Connecticut, and the game going on, man, what a college basketball game. The game was never – we never led by more than 4 points, and they never led by more than two. And one of our associate head coach told me, like, in the last 20 years, that's the closest – I don't know if it's in a championship game or in just a game in general, that the spread was never more than 4-2. So it was back and forth all night. And you know, fortunately, again, I said we were 3 points better than them on that particular day.
Coach, I love the environment of playing on campuses. Now, I had an advantage when I played. We put our tournament in the city where my school is. So we had to play 4 and 4 days. And that fourth day, we had a lead, Coach. But we ran out of gas, but a joker overplayed a non-shooter and got back cut. We lost. So we went homecoming, we call him back cut.
I love it. That's awesome. Back cut.
We could have went to the tournament, but he's overplayed a non-shooter and got back cut. But it was in our home city. But I think it was cool to go on campuses and it's a whole different environment, whole different vibe. I think it's more fun and it's going to a neutral site in a town where people may or may not can't come. And I think the way that you all do it in EC, the ASUN used to do it, you know, and America East does it. I think that's the right way to do it. And because it's more fun and it just gives you a real March Madness feel to it.
Yeah. And I don't think, and you have to understand your level, right? The Big East, they can do a neutral site. ACC, they can do a neutral site. Big Ten, neutral. All those big leagues can do a neutral site. Yeah, that's okay. But at our level, we used to do that back when I played. We did some neutral site games. We did some neutral site. In fact, my last college basketball game was the Sovereign Bank Arena in Trenton, New Jersey against Robert Morris. And there might have been 150 people there. And it seats 10,000. Where if we had played that on Robert Morris's campus because they were the higher seed, and it was St. Francis Robert Morris, we're separated by an hour and 25 minutes. That place would have been jumping. And, you know, I think for us, it's one of the best things our league does is to keep the tournament at the highest seed. And, no perfect, better example than what happened on Tuesday in New Britain, Connecticut. Great atmosphere.
No doubt, Coach. I'm asking Coach, since you all have won, man, what's been the coolest text to call you've gotten so far, man?
Ooh, man, gotta think of that. Give me a sec. Let me think about that one just for, you know, because I've been very fortunate to get, you know, a lot of them, you know, just from, you know, I think outside of my family. Okay, let's strip that one aside. I'm in a group chat with some of my former players, some of my former teammates. It's a group of us. And I'm going to paraphrase it, but and our head coach is in there too. And Terrence Martin, who's out of Detroit, was a senior my freshman year. And I think that the message was something to the effect, like, I feel like we won it with them. You know, so for the guys that didn't win one, that feeling of togetherness that, hey, we finally did it. Not they did it. We finally did it is, you know, for me, that's probably, I'm still getting chills because it's a pretty powerful, it's a pretty powerful emotion when you guys that you were, you know, you were entrenched with that blood, that sweat, and we couldn't do it. We didn't come close. We had one year where we had a chance. We got upset, you know, in the quarterfinals, semifinal, and just couldn't get there as a player. But when he said, I could check my text, but like, we, it wasn't they, it was we. And that fraternity, that brotherhood, that's the stuff that it's about. Though that goes back to that relationship that I was talking about. A guy that was instrumental in my transition from high school to college and helped me out tremendously in the one year that we were together is, you know, that's probably the most powerful one.
I hear that, Coach. Well, Coach, I definitely got to have you on the show again in the future. I'm going to get your number offline, man, because you love your passion and energy. And, you know, Pat's a friend of mine, too, so I just want you to know, man, I'm as neutral as this can be. But I want you to know, man, I want to have you on the show more often. I love your passion and energy. I know my dad's a fan of you now. My dad loved your energy on the bench, man. He said he can tell your guy a lot then. So, you know, I want to tell you that as well, man. My dad will give you his best as well. My dad, Coach McHenry, gives you his best as well.
Tell you, Dad, thank you for the support all the way down to your neck of the woods. And hey, listen, anytime you want to come on and we can talk, I'm more than happy to. I appreciate you having me on. I can tell you have a passion and energy for doing, you know, more than just finding out about basketball. This is really cool. I've enjoyed this interview, and just let me know. Just shoot me a message. When we get offline, I'll give you my number. We can stay in touch. All right.
Sounds good, brother. It was so fun, man.
Be good. Thank you.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Well, the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.